What's in the news? We've come a long way from Air Jordans.
3, 2, 1, go.
I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. Elise Hall is a mechanical engineer. She works for the sportswear maker Adidas.
The blue kind of represents areas that aren't stretching as much.
She's using the same kind of technology NASA uses to measure stress on spacecrafts.
We're using it to map the body from head to toe.
Andy Barr is with Adidas.
We've used it in the latest running products to show the way that the skin stretches and moves. By knowing more about the body, you can make better products.
The $99 billion a year industry has come a long way, and some athletic shoes can cost several hundred dollars a pair.
The way a shoe performs is probably not related to the price of the shoe.
University of Nevada biomechanics professor John Mercer brings us down to earth with this.
We take one pair of shoes and we put it in 10 different people. Everyone could run a little bit differently in those shoes.
So what's the difference between a $50 pair and one's going for $200?
Well, it depends. The problem with the shoe industry is everyone needs a little different shoe.
And Adidas and other companies now realize that. Barr envisions a time when this high-tech analysis leads to a different experience when people look to buy new athletic footwear.
I think the future is going to be a more personalized experience, trying to personalize product to your specific running style.
Now this, what's in the news? I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.